Drift away, I got nothing to say. Obstacles in the carpet, sinking feeling. Spin me round again and rub my eyes. This can't be happening when busy streets a mess with people would stop to hold their heads heavy. Trains and sewing machines, all those years, they were here first. Oily marks appear on walls where pleasure moments hung before the takeover, the sweeping insensitivity of this still
trains and sewing machines.
You won't catch me around here.
Blood and tears,
they were here first. What you say? That you only meant well, well, 'cause you did. What you say? That it's all for the best, 'cause it is. What you say? That it's just what we need. You decided this. What you say? What did she say?
Ransom notes came falling out your mouth. Mid-sweet talk, newspaper were gutters. Speak no feeling, no, I don't believe you. You don't care a bit, you don't care a bit. Ransom notes keep falling out your mouth. Mid-sweet talk, newspaper were gutters. Speak no feeling, no, I don't believe you.
Hello, hello.
Wow.
Hello. Hello.
Oh my God.
Is my mic on?
I can hear you. And
I can hear now.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. This is DJ Tuna and resident Jew Josh.
Hi.
I'm also Jewish, so I can say that. And you're listening to
He's lying. He's not Jewish.
My name is Yonatan Margalit. There's no leeway there.
Okay.
This is DJ Tuna, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. James is not with us today. The non-Jew, of course, because it's the Halloween special. It's the Hanukkah special.
No goys allowed on the Hanukkah special. That's why James is not here.
Yes. So, you're going to be hearing a lot of us today, because Because we just want to talk. We want to talk. I mean,
we want to be frank.
You know, this radio thing, it's about music. It's not only about music, but a big part of it is music. And today's maybe the most significant day in the music community's year.
Fourth night of Hanukkah.
Yes, the fourth night of Hanukkah, the music night. No, it is Spotify Wrapped Day. Josh, are you looking at your Spotify Wrapped?
I have. It's,
you're pulling it up.
I'm to be honest, I'll be real. I'll be real with you here, Tuna. I'm embarrassed about my Spotify Wrapped, ashamed. It's mostly that. Yeah. First of all, I listen to a lot of music on YouTube this year because sometimes you can find better stuff on there.
What do you mean find better stuff? I feel like every song. Well, that's not
there's
true.
There's a lot of unreleased stuff on YouTube that I was listening to. I have like my finger on the vein of like the next big thing, and Spotify just doesn't always supply that for me.
Why is it that unreleased songs are better than released? Like if we can all tell that the unreleased music is better than the released,
why is it not released?
Why are they not releasing it?
I have a theory. Maybe that it's not that it's better, mm-hmm. but it's that it's unreleased, and so like it's wow. It's the novelty of like listening to something that like
if X
makes you feel cooler,
if
you know,
X then X.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a great theory.
No, but you know what I mean. Like it seems more exclusive than the released music, so it makes you like it more. I don't know. That's my theory. But some of it is like objectively better.
But like if studios, I mean, maybe
like look at Yandy.
Look at Gaga.
Yeah, I mean it was so much better than Jesus is King.
That's true.
If anyone here has heard the leaked Yandy, pretty good.
If anyone here has downloaded the zip file,
yeah,
and
ever since I downloaded that zip file, man, I get like a new ad in my calendar for iPhone ads.
Yeah, an ad for an ad.
Discount, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's a great leak. That's an iconic leak. I feel like both of our top artists are just like the main unreleased music people there.
They're kind of leaky, you know?
Kanye, for me.
Alex G, my top artist for 3 years in a row. For
3 years.
3 years in a row, yeah.
Wow.
But yeah. And that's really all I want to say about my Spotify Wrapped. Okay. Although my top artists are fine.
Tell me.
So my top five artists were Alex G, Kanye West.
Number two was Kanye West?
Yeah.
What? Like
I listened to it way more. He always sneaks up on me. Every single year, he's like three or two.
The hold this man has on society.
Dude, everyone I've talked to, dude, I have to think, someone just was like telling me that maybe he pays off like Spotify to be like the number two on everyone's rap, you know? Not that he needs it. I think he's just that popular, but...
Yeah.
So he was number two. Three, Grateful Dead. Four, Blade. Five, Young Lean.
You want to hear my top five?
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's maybe... think of the most basic list of all time. It's just that list. Here, I'll pull it up right now.
But with the semi-automatic, gonna send into heaven, wait.
I wish. Number five, The Beatles.
Oh, nice.
Number four, 50 Cent.
I like that you're going from five to one. I should have done it that way.
Yeah.
Keep going, though.
For suspense. Number three, Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi. Hey, he's great.
Number two, yeah, I mean, I like all these.
These are all great artists.
But pretty basic.
50 Cent, I'm a little surprised. I've never really heard you talk about him.
Yeah. It's a personal thing. No, I just...
Okay. You saw that movie where he was, like, really skinny, and then you were like, man, does this guy makes music?
What movie is that?
He was in a movie where I'm pretty sure 50 Cent was in a movie where he played someone with HIV, and he, like, for no reason, like, they didn't ask him to, but he was like, I'm gonna lose 50 pounds for this role.
He said 50?
I'm gonna lose 50 cents for this role.
I only do things in 50. he only ever deposits or $50, only takes out or deposits, yeah. $50.
He pays everything in $50 bills. Look at this picture.
Oh my god, what is that? Like, what movie is that? That looks like a Walking Dead, like zombie.
Yeah. I was right. 50 plus weight loss, 50 plus pound.
Can you imagine if like the studio is just like his like studio record company just holds him to doing everything in the 50s?
He's under contract. He recently had.
I'm getting married to my one beautiful wife.
25 cent.
No, 50. You have to marry 49 other wives.
Yeah.
Number two. Oh, well, by the way, the reason I had 50 Cent on there was because last spring I used to play the song If I Can't over and over and over again. No, I think I'd
for
fall
what?
Asleep to it.
Oh. Just on loop?
Probably.
That's cool.
Number two, Led Zeppelin.
Oh, nice.
The tribute band, not the actual one.
Perfect. Oh, that was such a great concert that we all went to.
Right,
I'm
yeah.
I'm so all, glad.
Yeah, no, that was... I'm so glad you texted me the day before I can come to this concert. Hey, Tuna, sorry to say, but I actually will be able to come to this concert.
Yeah, I know.
It's what you said word for word.
I'm such a flaky guy, but in the reverse. Like,
I'm always there.
I'm an unflaky guy.
I am literally always there. You are.
Yeah. Yeah,
you are. You actually are. You're one of the least flaky people I know.
Really? I appreciate that. I over time, I had like... thought that I had this reputation of being pretty flaky, and I think in some ways I am, but I think for the most part I come through when it matters. Not that Led Zeppelin cover bands don't tribute bands don't matter.
Yeah, but, for context, he didn't actually. Maybe you didn't understand the joke, but he didn't come to this concert.
Yeah,
he missed out. Greatest crowd. I mean, me, Harrison, and Pete had great time.
So I heard.
But, yeah, the crowd there was,
not nice.
No, it wasn't that they weren't nice. It's just like.
Classic Massachusetts old heads.
Yeah.
Was it similar to when we went to the Dead concert?
No, that was fun.
Yeah,
like,
that was
people,
cool.
People were spinning on the side.
That's a classic Dead show. You know, you got your white people with dreads. They love to spin around, you know.
Yeah. No, this was like everyone was wearing a Red Sox cap and.
Yeah.
Drinking a Miller Lite and...
Wow.
Yeah, just like kind of talking.
That sounds nice. That was kind of similar to... It was almost very... That sounds a lot like when we went to the Celtics game.
Yeah. Hey. The Lakers game.
Lakers game. That was really depressing.
What, come out
They're
with like
so bad.
Come out with like the best offensive first quarter,
dude. They were so good. We got like they put on a show for us like first quarter,
and then they're like, I'm done.
Then they decided not to play defense.
Yeah,
and then
140 points. It's insane.
Yeah, it was like 122-103. It was a complete blowout at the end. We left early. Some Celtics fan is like saying bye like evilly like to everyone walking out.
Really?
Did you see that? You
no.
not see that? Dude, there's this guy like sitting.
I tuned everything out. I was like, I'm the saddest I've ever been in my life.
Me too.
Regular season game.
This regular season game, because it's not even that it's the game. It's that it's like
it's
such
the
a,
knowledge that we'll be so bad this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, it's like after seeing that, like the Celtics. No offense to any Celtics fans listening. Everyone can agree they're not the best team. They were like
maybe a
0.5. Yeah. They were like 0.5 going into this game. They blew us out, and we're supposed to be a super team.
Yeah, it's like
super old team.
Aha! It's like LeBron, AD, then just like 100 miles of garbage, and then the rest of our team.
Then, oh yeah, don't forget Westbrook. although he played pretty well last night, I think.
To be fair, we were down by like 20, and if it wasn't for like a 40 and 5 run.
Yeah.
We would not have won that game.
It's
was
true.
The Kings.
Yeah, the Kings are garbo.
So, yeah. That's the state of our Lakers.
So continue on your list. I don't think you hit number 1 yet.
Okay, well, I mean, it's Kanye West. Like
what? No. It is?
It is, and I'm in the top 0.5% people worldwide.
I didn't get any. I didn't listen to Spotify enough to get any cool stats like that. I should be in the top 0.1% of Alex G listeners.
Well, yeah, if you included my unreleased listening,
yeah, I'd probably his number one super fan. and also if you include like live concerts and you know, streaming, like watching his Instagram stories, like yeah, I'm definitely up there.
Do you think there's like a point where Spotify? Do you think there's like a stat that if Spotify received about your listening, they would like notify the authorities. Be like, you, there were 36 million minutes in the year and you listened to Alex G for 35 million of them. Please.
Yeah.
We've called the proper authorities.
You're under arrest for being too much of a G-head. Yeah,
You went to an Alex G concert, right?
I did.
Was that...
So good.
That was recently?
Well, technically, it was a Big Thief concert, and Alex G was opening, and there was a really clear divide between the Alex G fans and the and the Big Thief fans.
What genre is Big Thief?
Pretty much the same genre as Alex G, except...
How's there a big divide?
Because, I don't know, like, Alex G... I don't know how to describe this. Alex G is like
cool.
Maybe is exclusively listened to by like
cool dudes like 23-year-old Jewish
people like
LA.
Yeah,
guys.
I'm 22.
Don't
expand my age. Yeah, and Big Thief has a much more diverse listening, and it was really sad because the Big Thief fans were saying. For booing Alex G off and asking Big Thief to come on, but I that was just like one Big Thief fan that I heard, you know.
That
made me really sad. I think Big Thief owes Alex G an apology, and every Big Thief fan should listen to Alex G. I'm kidding, obviously, but it was a really great concert. He played every song that I wanted, not every song, but he played one of the songs that I like was not expecting to hear.
Alex G did.
Yeah.
Does he ever play unreleased stuff live?
Yes. And when he has, like, full concerts, he'll just take requests, and then if you, like, request an unreleased one...
He'll take requests.
Yeah, like, at the end of his set, he'll just be like, yo, like, he'll be drunk and mean, and then, like, we'll be like, I'm taking requests now. And if you, like, request one that is, like, unreleased, he'll be like, let me try to remember it, and then he'll, like, play it poorly if he can't remember it, or he'll play it well. And then, like, yeah, so he when he takes requests, he'll play like whatever.
That's always fine to me. Artists forgetting their songs.
Yeah,
I feel how many he probably has like.
He has so much music.
Yeah. Okay. And then there's like Kanye, who like when he performs now, he forgets the lyrics to like.
To like his
Stronger.
Most released. Yeah.
So like, funny, but he'll like remember all the lyrics to like his least listened to song ever, just like.
Like his least listened to song is probably his most favorite.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know.
I
am impressed. Alex G does like pretty much remember the lyrics from my experiences. He remembers the lyrics to like a lot of his songs throughout his whole catalog that he plays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I mean, it's like us, you know.
It's kind of like us. I definitely like.
I'm never gonna forget the lyrics to "Where Is My Mind."
That's true. You sing that enough times, "Jumper" for me.
Yeah. Well, for both of us.
Yeah, both of us. That was. Intimate duet.
for more context, and I think we've brought this up in the past, Josh and I are part of a band. I won't tell you the name of the band because it changes every time we
what's
have
our, our most recent name? Are we Tom Cruise Fan Club now?
that was
I like
an idea.
That. What do you think of that idea?
I liked it. I happened upon a Scientology building right after that. I got that
really?
Text. It was like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, fate of the universe.
You went to I've been to a Scientology building.
You've been...
Inside.
Really?
It was like the Scientology Museum in Glendale or Pasadena, and which is in it's like right outside of LA, like if you're not familiar.
I know. The Rose Bowl.
Yeah, it's by there. And
don't gatekeep.
And I like go in with my friends because we're just like walking around waiting for my other friend to be done with his doctor's appointment. And we
so
like,
just a fun little trip,
yeah,
a fun little side quest.
Yeah, he was in we were like supposed to meet him in Pasadena, and he was like, "Oh, I need to go to a doctor's," and then we were like, "Okay." So we just like kind of walked around the little area, and we went in the Scientology building, and like we're just talking. This guy is like, how do I describe him? He's like very.
He's like he's an actor.
So handsome.
He was in...
Shorter than you would expect.
He was in Mission
Front
Impossible.
Front tooth right in the middle of his... Yeah. No, but I wish it was Tom Cruise, but instead it was this guy who was about... He was very little. He was wearing, like, a bow tie. They were all wearing, like, the same suit, except he wore a bow tie. He was, like, very frazzled looking, like... And he had, like, a voice like this, you know? He had, like, a very nasally, like, nerdy voice.
Mm.
And he was just... telling us about Scientology, and I like couldn't stop laughing in his face. He was just like, it's changed my life, and I'm just laughing. And so then we all wrote, he asked for like our information to send us stuff. So we all wrote our friend's address.
Oh my God. The one who was in the doctor's appointment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was like funny. And then there was like,
how's your friend doing?
I don't know. He's fine. The stuff they send is not malicious. He's a big boy. He can, avoid being swept into Scientology, I would hope. But so then we're like going through the museum, and it's like they have like all these exhibits like teaching you about Scientology, and it's crazy, man. Like,
how many
it's,
people do you think could take like go there thinking it's like a science museum, like a, like they just think Scientology is like the ology of science?
I would say a lot. I mean, if Scientology is pretty well known, but I could see someone who is like from a different country, maybe, like, not knowing it and thinking it's a real museum.
Yeah, just because, like the science museum.
Yeah, because it's so nice. It's, like, very nice in there, you know? Mm-hmm. And then one of my friends, like, kind of disappeared. He said he went to the bathroom, but he was gone for way too long. And then he came back, and it was...
came back.
And... wasn't really the same after that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, the building I walked by was not like that. It was just, like, all the lights were off. Except one. It looked like no one had been in that building for 40 years.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I feel like... yeah, it's weird, dude. Would you ever join, like, a cult? Could you ever see yourself joining a cult? Other than Judaism?
Yeah. No. Probably not. I feel like...
I could see it for you.
For me?
No, I'm kidding.
I'm too lazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to do all this.
I would love stuff, to join a cult, but I could definitely like see myself like joining it as a joke and then being like, oh man, I really, yeah, this is kind of my thing now. Like, get my friends involved.
Where would the joke end for you? I feel like, if you were in the...
Obviously,
the Jim Jones one.
Joke obviously ends when we commit mass, suicide.
You're like, you get the Kool-Aid in your hand.
You're like, wait, this is not that funny anymore. I'll be real with you. Yo, you guys
take a little sip. Nah.
Ew. Wait, you guys are really gonna? You're all gonna kill yourselves. What, are you serious?
bro, I'm literally just joking.
This was like a fun joke for me.
You're like in a completely different country than actually live in.
Oh, I think I took this too far this time.
Yeah, that's a good place to stop. I think any further and
I'm dead, so really go much further than that.
Well,
you can, but
I'm sure the cult has different opinions on that.
End of the line.
I don't think they think death is the end of the line. I don't know who I'm talking about.
Some of them do. I don't know. I'm not going to fight you on this. I don't really know about cults.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, but they seem exciting.
They do. So many actors, their parents.
Why are a lot of actors in cults? Can we unpack this?
It's because like, what else do they have to do with their time? They have so much. I mean, just like
they're probably acting a lot.
I mean, just like
where can they be the real them other than in a cult? Or maybe there is no real them, so they need a cult to tell them.
Wait, say that again?
So actors, they're always playing these roles, right? Right,
yeah. And well, not... I mean, there's some actors who just, like, are themselves. Like Larry David.
Larry David is just... okay, but I wouldn't call him an actor. I would call him, like...
a genius.
A dude who has a show about himself.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But... so actors, they're always playing these different roles.
Mm.
I think the best character actors are, like, always kind of messed up in the head.
Yeah.
And I think it's because if you play so many roles, maybe you lose your own identity. So that's why they want to turn to the cult to gain some kind of identity.
Some
outside of acting roles.
But like, what about other outlets? like cooking or...
I don't know.
Or like bird watching or maybe not acting.
I don't think that has the thrill, you know, like acting... pretty thrilling.
Uh-huh.
I would assume.
My grandpa was an actor. And he left Hollywood because he said he hated it. So maybe
that I've never heard of him, so
I didn't say his name.
What was he in?
The Assassination of Jesse James, the original. He was in high
school. What did he play? Was he like leading roles or?
He played Robert Ford, the guy who killed Jesse James.
Oh, wow.
He was in like a lot of Westerns, and he was also in High School Confidential with Russ Tamblyn, the guy from West Side Story. He played his friend.
That's cool.
Yeah, he was good friends with James Dean.
The James Dean. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Then he left Hollywood. Allegedly, my grandma says allegedly, he wrote the screenplay that turned into Terrence Malick's first movie, Badlands. And that Terrence Malick stole it from him. But that might be cap. That might be...
Terrence Malick is known for thieving from your grandfather, so...
Right. That's that's common knowledge.
Yeah, I'm inclined to believe that statement.
Yeah.
Would a grandmother ever lie? That's the real...
Never.
Never.
Never. Never. It's impossible. Never.
It's impossible.
My grandma is actually a pathological liar. Oh. No, I'm kidding. She's great. She never lies.
Great. She never lies?
Never.
Or does she tell only truths?
I'm gonna need you to explain that one. Okay, don't explain.
You wouldn't understand.
It's a cult thing.
Yeah, it's a cult thing.
I realize it's past the half hour, so
just talking this whole time.
We're gonna have to do a PSA here.
All right, I think you got it.
Really?
You want me to get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You do think you
last
do,
time I
you do and say things funny.
Thank you. These aren't supposed to be funny though. Oh, here's a good one. This one's capped off with a picture of the storm surge from the Northeast Blizzard of 1978. It's storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies, more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
A few days? When someone grocery shops, who doesn't have food for a few days at the least?
Yeah, I think this is a very funny... Yeah, I like this one.
They're like, okay, if you don't make it past the first few days with this food, like, you're dead, I'm sorry.
Was it not kind of sassy as well? It was like, you don't want to be one of those idiots who have to go wait in the line at the supermarket during the storm surge.
That's why I want to do, I strive to do, the online grocery shopping.
You do?
I try. Well, you know,
do you have it delivered?
I tried to implement that last year in our house, and
delivery grocery shopping.
Yeah, I
forget. That's such a waste of money. I feel like
it's $10 extra.
But also,
it's
$10 extra,
and in my house never goes grocery shopping.
And I know that I lived in your house. I understand it, but also
we were decent over the summer.
We were decent, but also I raise you this: I don't want someone else picking out groceries for me.
You literally pick out the groceries they pick it up.
I don't trust these people to they're great people. I know someone who's done it.
That
I don't want them. I want to go do my own groceries. I don't trust them with the produce. Because, produce especially, you got to have an eye for it. And then if they're missing something, they don't know to get the right thing. And it's two. I don't like it. I'm against it, and I'm gonna take a hard stand there. It's not worth the $10 extra of convenience.
Okay, well, it's a fair argument. And
I don't want anyone touching my groceries.
it's a pro and a con thing. I guess that's a fair con. Another con, the con of not doing it though, is that our house on the regular starves. I thought I had an ulcer from not eating enough.
You can eat. You can still eat even if your house doesn't have food. You could have gone grocery shopping is the thing. Like,
I could
you speak on this like it's your house's fault, but any one of you could have gone grocery shopping, including you. If you were so hungry, I think you should have gone grocery shopping for everyone.
I mean, is it not fair that we rotate on that?
I think it's fair that you rotate on it, but part of living in a house with people is that sometimes people have, not everything works out, so you got to pick up extra slack sometimes.
That's very true.
It's like the freeloader principle, you know?
I don't know it by name, but I'm sure
it's
I know
like
it
a, yeah, it's like when people benefit from things even though they don't put in the, like people who like are free riding, like on, like people who don't pay taxes but still reap in the benefits from everyone else paying taxes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I have any political opinion on that. Feel free to not pay your taxes or do. I don't care. I pay my taxes.
Yeah, that we don't actually. We're not.
I'm just
you
using
to
it as an example. Yeah. Yes, that. So I think living in a house is kind of like that. Some people are going to get away with not doing as much.
That's fair. And like I have no qualms.
But now, so how is it going now that you're on your own grocery thing? I like sharing groceries because buying groceries for one person is like a lot of pressure. Because I always feel pressure to like use everything, and sometimes I just want to eat like the same meal for like three nights in a row, which is just like pasta.
Oh, believe me,
we've been there.
I've been eating. Yeah, I'm on the pasta grind.
Yeah, but it's like when then you get the fresh produce and there's pressure to use it, and
that's true.
You know, and it's nice to have other people picking up the slack from that. You know, mm-hmm. And you save money on it. Buying groceries for yourself, expensive.
Yes. Yeah, I mean,
although I respected your decision to break away, because it seemed like you were very upset and it was like kind of a toxic relationship type of thing.
I was not very upset. It wasn't toxic. Our house cannot be toxic. I don't think we've ever had like I broke away, but like it was completely fine.
I think the house. I'll be really honest with you. I'm at your house a lot,
mm-hmm.
Dude. I don't think people look at you the same. I think they're really...
Wow.
I think they really...
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. You should consider getting back on that. Little birdie told me ask you.
There's no way I would be let back
Little birdie told me to ask you. You should go and ask for forgiveness and get back on that grocery grind.
Well, to answer your prior question, 4 weeks ago, I did a grocery shop that lasted me 2 weeks, technically three. It cost me about $100, but when you divide it over 3 weeks, it's about $33 a week.
That's good.
So, and wow. Then I did a grocery shop yesterday, cost me $100 again, probably gonna last over two weeks.
What do you get when you go grocery shopping? We're getting into really interesting stuff here. So what do you get when you're...
Food.
Do you get like produce and stuff?
Yeah, some types of food and other types of food.
Yeah.
Maybe like another type of food. Like a vegetable.
Yeah. Issue is I have this really bad habit of every time I go to the grocery store, I have to spend like the most, I have to buy like the most expensive orange juice.
Yeah. I'm like,
I love that. And I'm not really like ashamed of it. You know, like I'm willing to a lot of people might fight me on this, but I really love good juice. And mm-hmm. So, you know, if I buy that $5 orange juice, you know, it's going to be gone in like 3 days. So maybe is it worth it? I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if my issue might not be the same in that I buy the most expensive of an item. I think I just buy unnecessary things. Like I bought an oat version of eggnog.
I have that.
So it's called Onog.
Oh, nice.
And then actually I did double off on hummus, but that's cultural thing.
Yeah, I get that. Maybe I don't, but
yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
I can appreciate probably. It. I don't understand you. But I can try to.
Is that what I don't think that's what the quote is?
I don't know what I'm even quoting. I just think it's a funny thing to say.
It's something like I don't understand you, but I respect yours, or I don't agree
respect
with you,
you,
but
I
respect
understand you.
I don't respect you, but I understand you. That makes no sense.
I'm going to start saying that to people when I get in fights with them.
Or just say don't for both. I don't understand you, but I don't respect you.
But I don't respect you. That's good.
Wow. All
right.
That's like, it should be on a top 10 list. Like top best 10. Best insults.
Oh, speaking of lists, I podcast about list was my number one. I listened to like thousands of hours of podcast about list this year.
Yeah.
Shout out podcast about list.
Did they rank podcasts for you?
They did.
You I only listened to more than one podcast.
I listened to two podcasts.
And they ranked those two.
They only ranked one.
So they were, here's your top one.
Yeah.
There was something about I didn't really pay attention, but there was something about podcast about list. In my thing, just said that I like to listen to comedy. I think I've listened to maybe one on my account.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm sorry.
No more.
So sorry. Sorry to the viewers. I lost my train of thought for a moment. And I just really want to apologize.
I don't understand you and I don't respect you.
Okay. Okay.
Do you want to...
Try to play a song?
No. No. I think people want to hear our voice for the last 12 minutes.
I agree.
I think...
How was your Thanksgiving break? Anything fun?
It was great. It was actually such a great break.
Yeah?
I went down to the Bronx. You know that reference?
Is that in Connecticut?
The Bronx. I went to my girlfriend's house. I didn't meet her parents for the first time, but I was there. Met a lot of her family. We went into Manhattan a couple times. We went to the Botanical Gardens Conservatory, a train show. Little trains on tracks.
That's actually
zooming through the conservatory,
like Bobby Bacala.
Exactly, like Bobby Bacala. Yeah, he likes his trains.
I'll be real with you here.
Yeah,
I'm not someone who's like into trains like that, but it does get me very excited when I go into a place and I see a little train going around. It's very novel, makes me very happy.
I like to see. Eat at establishments that have a little train.
So, they got a little train here. Where is it going? Can we put things in it? Is it like an interactive one? Is it like a really nice replica? What kind of train?
Can I derail this train? that was a super fun little excursion.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, thanks. It's really nice. Yeah, no, literally, really nice. Like an actually wonderful trip. What about you? How was your Thanksgiving? Also, funny how we're talking about Thanksgiving in our Hanukkah special.
Well, okay, should we talk about Hanukkah things?
No,
should we recount the story of Hanukkah?
Let's do that.
That's kind of limiting.
Just tell me about Thanksgiving, and then we'll do that.
Normal Thanksgiving for me. Went home to L.A., saw my grandparents, started drinking at about 11 a.m., with the fam.
On Thursday,
okay. Yeah. Great day. Just a great day. Mm. Saw my friends. It was a pretty standard home trip. Nothing special. Didn't do anything new or see anything cool. But it was just nice to be home.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem with that is that, like, I was there for 5 days. The last 2 days, I was finally on L.A. time, and then I came back here. And, like, for 2 days was on L.A. time still.
You get jet lag?
It's you'd be surprised.
You're
dude.
One of the weakest people I've ever heard of in my life.
I get jet lag.
You're people who get jet lag, bottom rung of society.
I think it depends on what time the flight is. My jet lag, if I take a flight that gets me in, the flight from L... You fly this flight. You're telling me you don't get jet lag?
No, I stay up for 72 hours before my flight, and then I...
Do you take a red eye?
yeah.
I actually think that like flights that get in very late are kind of the best ones, because then you can go right to sleep and get on time.
Yeah.
You gotta time it right. My issue was when I came back, I took like the earliest morning, because like coming back from the West Coast, you just lose a whole day pretty much. Like I left at 8:40 a.m.
And then it adds 3 hours.
Yeah, then I got in here at like 5 p.m.
And it's already dark.
It's like going to class.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's talk Hanukkah.
What kind of
gifts you get? Anything cool?
So far?
Do you get 8 gifts for Hanukkah? Are you one of those Jews?
8 gifts every night, yeah.
8 gifts, 64 gifts, huh?
Yeah. No.
Miracle.
So I got a lovely Patagonia, I want to say sweater. Okay, little side note. I don't know what a sweater versus a jacket versus sweatshirt is. Like, I know what it is. It's, like, pretty simple.
It's pretty simple.
But I don't know what it is. Kind of like sweater. How I have absolutely no idea what to put in the trash or the recycling, even though I've been told every day of my life since I was born.
That one is worse than the sweater thing. Here's my theory on sweater organization. When someone says sweater to me, I think like no hood, like something knit, like a cable pullover, like something like nicer that you would wear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that to me that's a sweater. Jacket is something with a zipper. That
I have sweaters with zippers.
But, like, that's a quarter zip sweater. I think you can have a sweater with a quarter zip.
In middle school, I had a sweater.
Middle school? What kind of sweater? It probably wasn't a sweater then. Describe it to me.
I feel like sweaters are softer material. Jackets are harder material. And literally no one in the world knows what a sweatshirt is.
A sweatshirt is a hoodie.
Okay, so maybe I'm talking about a sweatshirt. Can sweatshirts have zippers?
No, I think sweaters can have zippers. Jackets have to have a zipper that goes, or buttons that it has to be fully open. It can't be like a closed garment, you know? You can't.
Well, it's closed when you zip it up.
Right, but it's not like permanently closed.
So
you're being like a real devil's advocate. You're really busting my balls.
I'm not being a devil's advocate. I literally just don't understand. So you're telling me the only thing that can have a zipper is a jacket.
I think like a full zipper or buttons is a jacket.
So, but can a sweater or a sweatshirt have a full zipper?
No. Then
okay,
it's a jacket.
So it has to be a jacket. So yeah. You're telling me my soft material, full zippered thing that I wore in middle school.
That was a jacket with like a hood?
It had a hood.
I would call that a jacket.
But it was soft material. And not only that, it had hair on the hood in the shape of a mohawk.
Maybe I wouldn't call it a sweater. But I would maybe call it a sweatshirt or a jacket. I would not call it a sweater. To me, sweaters are like nicer for what. This is just how I intuit. But I think you can actually just use them all pretty interchangeably.
Yeah. Okay. So look,
I was explaining to you my theory of it. Use it how you will.
So okay, but point is, everyone has a theory, and it's not set in stone. In Joshua.
I agree.
Okay. That I can agree with.
This is some classic Jewish holiday stuff, just arguing about about.
Well, it's just like the minutia. Thing is, like, everyone gives me their theory, and like not you specifically, but people just give me their theories, and then
why can't you make up a theory of your own? That's my question.
Because I make okay. This
why
is
do
what
you
I,
gotta claim
this
to be?
To
you're
say.
You're a grown man.
This is what I was trying to say. I try to make up my own theory, and then the next. One of those things that I see immediately debunks that whole theory. I'm like, okay, well, that obviously...
Then it's not a solid theory.
Yeah. So I stop trying to make the
better,
theory.
Make a better theory. Listen, I don't know. I think this is on you, man.
I've been making this theory my entire life. It's constantly evolving. It's
I think like, it, I will give you this. It's a great question because I don't think about it, but when you put me on the spot... there were maybe some flaws. I'll admit, my theory has some flaws, but I'll accept those flaws and say that there are outliers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not there can't be a unified theory of outerwear.
I 100% agree. And let me not even bring up trash and recycling.
That one's wrong. I think it's pretty clear what goes into trash and recycling.
No, it's not.
Things that aren't garbage can go into recycling. Unless on the bottom.
If X then X, that is your argument. If A equals A.
I don't think you understand logic. I'm using facts and logic.
If it's
here,
garbage,
man.
It goes in the trash.
If it's not garbage, if it's recycling, it goes in the recycling.
Oh my god. Okay. That, but
you can just also look at the bottom of most things. Like
that's what. Well, that's
food. Food is garbage. Like or anything with food on it is garbage. A milk carton.
Yeah.
That
okay.
If there's milk in it, it is still garbage.
Anything with food in it is garbage. And then you can take the food off, put in the recycling.
Yeah.
But where's the threshold? You know?
You clean it. Clean it. Clean it off a little bit. Come on.
A little bit? How much is a little bit?
Clean. I don't know. Like, get rid of the organic matter on it. Like, the visible one. I don't know what the... You never cleaned something before?
Yeah. But I've seen many of people put stuff in the recycling with, like, a speck of the unclean still on it.
I think that's okay.
Okay. So what about two specks?
This is like how many sands are in a pie. You're a real... Oh my god.
I think that there
you
needs to be
You think too much, man.
I think that there needs to be stricter laws and rules and guidelines for how to trash and recycling.
Oh my god.
And by that I mean I need a personal human being to always be with me and tell me exactly where anything
Here,
needs to go.
Here's the real truth. If it bothers you so much, just throw everything in the garbage.
And then get ostracized from every community
The truth is recycling is a myth. We're not actually making the world that much better because everything else is making the world worth so much exponentially. Like, if you or me ever don't recycle something, like, even if most people didn't recycle, I still think we'd be in a similar climate situation to where we are. Therefore,
well, yeah,
a couple of us can afford to mess up the recycling trash little debacle once in a while. I think if you don't know for sure if it's recycling, put it in the trash. Because if you do put it in recycling, then you create actually like a lot of work for the people at the recycling plant who have to like sort everything. I did know that is a fact.
Okay, so we've landed on put everything in the trash.
Unless you know it's recycling. Because there's times when you definitely know, like a can, come on. Easy recycling. I've gone to a recycling... Did you come with us when we went and gave cans, turned it in for cash?
No.
That was kind of really depressing. I don't know. We had so many cans when we turned it in for trash.
Also.
Time's up.
Time is up. I mean, this
we really
has
just
a,
talked this whole time.
This has been a fantastic, fantastic little radio show.
Yeah.
This is DJ Tuna and...
Hanukkah special.
And Josh... Resident Jew, along with me, who is also a Jew.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO.
Medford, Tufts,
Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I was going to have to say that at the same time. Peace.
Yeah. I'm going to put...